next time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I'm doing two things at once this morning. I'm clicking my heels. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Ruby slippers. Thank God for getting this home. And then I got toothpicks put under my eye. I don't know exactly how you put those toothpicks under your eye, but trying to do a little bit of that as Michelle and I rolled in a little bit late last night. And here we are, bright and bushy-tailed and ready to roll after two and three quarters days in Bangor, Maine. I can never figure that one out. Why that is Bangor? Why ain't a banger? He's a banger. Go banger. Go bang on her. Bangor. So I learned a little bit more language up there. I learned it from a little bit more that Maine language. Had a wonderful, wonderful time. I said it yesterday. I want to tip my hat particularly to Bob Roy. And, you know, he just put together, folks, here's a lesson that can really be learned in all of this for all of us. Bob just put together, they called a meet and greets. And we went to this town, had a meet and greet, and then we went to this town, had a meet and greet, and then we had a big event at a church, and then we did another prayer. It was very, very effective. And what Bob was able to do, being, as I called him yesterday, the silent assassin, he was able to bring together people who maybe wouldn't be together. Now, one of the guys leading that thing up there in Maine is Jack McCarthy. Jack's probably in here with us every day. Jack's one of those guys that really gets under their skin, if truth be told. I think Jack probably gets under the skin of lobsters there in Maine, because he's persistent, he's truthful, he's knowledgeable, and they hate it. They hate it. And he's not overbearing, but he bores in and he goes for it. They hate him. I know they do. And it was good to be there with him, because he and Bob in particular, they make it. Bob's a silent assassin. Bob never says anything, and Jack never shuts up. But they're building a team around them up there, and that's what we were able to do, and that's what I like to do, is go help, light a fire, breathe life into guys that are really and truly trying to get things done. And it was a wonderful trip, and Chris Kane, just a lot of great things. See, when I start naming names, then I forget people. Appreciate it. Sarge wasn't there because he's in Florida, but Sarge's, Kevin Bushy's fingerprints are all over everything that's going on in Maine as well. I try to encourage those guys in Maine. You know, there's only a million people. There's only a million people. So that tells me that in the state of Maine, you only need 501,000, you win. But no, 500,001. And you win. A million people. And I learned a lesson that I heard from Mike Heath. And, you know, when Mike was running the Christian Civic League of Maine, talking about working through the churches. I saw those churches, Mike. I saw those churches this weekend. I saw those little churches that are nestled in the woods, and they have 30, 40, 50 people in them. I saw them. I saw the power that's sitting there hiding. Well, that's not the right word, abiding in the shadows. They need direction. And I think it's true not only in Maine. I think it's true just about everywhere you go. And we cannot miss this opportunity that we have before us right now. We can't miss it. I hadn't spoken to Mark Trump in four or five, I don't know how many days, and sitting in the airport in Reagan International. That place never shuts down. I can't believe how many people are in Reagan International on a Thursday night. And I hadn't spoken to Mark, and, you know, he just called me randomly, had a question about something, and we got talking about it. And see, you know, same thing, something's happening there. It's happening there. Folks, it's not big crowds. Please understand it. It's like spreading the Christian virus. Just keep spreading it one person to another to another. And I don't know if we've ever been in a time since I've been in this fight of almost 20 years, not quite 20 yet, where people were more open. And I was telling I think maybe it was Bob yesterday or somebody, listen, we just got to open our mouth. You will know within 30 seconds whether they're for you if they're against you. You'll know it. But you're not going to know it if you don't say something. So we need to begin to sift like that in our daily relationships with people. Begin to say, here's what I say. Wear self-identifying, wear a uniform. Wear a Christian uniform. Something on you that makes it very clear that when you come in contact with someone, they know what team you're on. And if they know what team you're on, they will either openly embrace you or you'll feel the press back come. You'll just feel it. And those, like, I can't tell you, like, everywhere I go, I wear this. I just can't believe the people who just quietly say, hey, love your hat, or give me a thumbs up, like that. Secret service, like a virus spreading. It's everywhere. But we don't have a whole lot of time to keep hiding. We have to become a little bit more vocal, a little bit more. What's that old thing they say in sales? I've done some different types of sales. My whole life's been selling stuff, I guess. Next, you guys do. Can you guys say that? Just right there where you're sitting. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it over the microphone. You say it. You say next. 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 What does that mean? Well, I'm going to try to spread the virus to that one. If it doesn't take, next. Spread the virus to that one. Doesn't take, next. Spread the virus to that. Next. That's what we have to begin to do. And eventually, you're going to get through a few nexts, and you're going to have some folks that are on your team. So I was really, really encouraged about don't let me get ahead of myself here real quick, okay? I am ahead of myself already. It is a flea flicker Friday. I need your help. I got in really, really late. I'm prepared to do a show, but it helps. I got a little frog in my throat here. Riding on that airplane. I got to tell you this. Oh, Lord. The end of my flight last night. We're coming home from Reagan International. And I'm sitting in my seat. My wife's sitting in. We're both in aisle seats. I'm in C and she's in like B, whatever, aisle between us. And I'm sitting there and I got 52 minutes of riding or whatever. And all of a sudden, this couple in the seat behind me start in. And I hear this girl start talking about higher education. And she's involved in higher education. And I'm listening hard, thinking, uh-oh, what is this? And then all of a sudden, the dude opens his mouth. And I think, oh, my God. Those are two peas in a pod. They don't even know each other, and they've put themselves beside each other. And all the way home, they are spewing liberal collegees, if you know what I'm saying. All of that stuff that you know they're teaching them in college are coming up in their conversation they're having. I wanted to get up, and I wanted to so badly. I didn't. Find out then that she's a college professor who, specializes in LGBTQ and women's issues. Now, I'm sitting there. I haven't seen her, but I know what she looks like. I just know it, right? 52 minutes of listening to that stuff, my earplugs about to pop out of my head. Oh, we pull in, land, and I stand up, and I'm telling you, I could not have drawn a better caricature in my mind of that girl. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I survived that. I survived it. I heard her say she got to be a professor of women's studies at 24. Now, you would think that if you were a professor of women's studies, you might look like a woman. She needs to study a little bit more. That's what I would say. That's what I think. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on. Jared, if you will, throw up the calendar real quick. A lot of stuff we got to cover.
Dave, stop being a meanie. You're being a meanie.
No, I wasn't a meanie, because if I was a meanie, I'd have stood up and said something. I should have. Yes. I complained all the way down the runway, all the way down the hallway all the way down to luggage. I complained the whole way. I should have jumped up. I should have knocked it off. This would be right wing watch. I should have stuck a sock in his mouth and got the paper and got all the tattoos off of her. That's what I should have done.
Hey, Coach, being Flea Flicker Friday, along with Robert's thing, please have Mike read his writing for today.
All right, good. That'll buy me some time here, Larry. I appreciate it. Jared, is it up on? I'm sorry, man. Hey, guys, listen, I am so sorry for the video content the last 2 days. It just really wasn't anything I could do. When I sat down in Caribou, Maine, and I was doing my show on the cell phone, I do it because it gets, I couldn't even get internet on this. So I'm doing the show on the cell phone. Like right now, it's 7:11. Mine's saying 8:11. I am as far east as you can possibly get. And it's giving me central time on my phone. So what is this? And then all of a sudden I get a notice that I'm in Canada. And my internet's coming from Canada. I think, why the heck? Well, I was on the border. And evidently the United States of America can't put any internet in Maine, so they have to steal it from Canada. So that was I had no idea. That was the problem we were having, the internet up there. It was bad. It was bad all the whole time we were there. So I apologize, and I want to apologize for Jared, because Jared runs a first class operation, and he told me it was bad, and I said I don't care, Jared. As long as they can hear me, I don't care. And it really, really froze up badly. So my apologies to that. Back home here in the saddle, here in the studio, and I want to talk about stuff we got going on, Jared. Throw that calendar. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. I still want to go back and take those tattoos off that woman. Women's studies. Women. And now she's transferring to the University of Rochester. She was down some other place, and she's done such a good job with women's studies that she now looks like a man, and she's going to go to University of Rochester and going to teach them up there how to look like a man. I guess. I don't know.
Coach, you should have gave her your Equal Justice tour card and invite her on your show.
Well, I should have done this, Bobby. No, right wing. I won't say it, but right wing watch going handle. I should have done that. I didn't. No, listen, Bobby. I didn't want her on my show. My blood pressure. I'm on high blood pressure medicine as it is. Just kidding. Bobby, I'm telling you. That would be a debate, though, wouldn't it? And you know what was worse? This sissy of a man beside her agreeing with everything she said. I wanted to hit him harder than her. Dude, how you listen to that stuff? Oh, man, it was college ease. Hey, February 7th, that'd be like coming up this weekend. Chad's having an event. All of you down there in Texas, get to Chad's. I'm not going to go down in depth because I want to move on. But there are some things that we got to make sure we cover. Hear the Watchman's coming up in March. That's only about a month away. And if you want to go to Hear the Watchman, you put Coach Dave in there, I think, and you get a discount on it. That's a great place for us to get to inoculate others and be part of it. March 5th, we're going to be there. Wisconsin Christian News Expos, March 13th. Folks, a lot of conferences. And I give you this information so you can go to one near you. Yeah, we don't expect you to go to all of them. Like, I can't go to all. Well, I'm going to most of them. But go to one near you. Rob Pugh's Wisconsin Christian News Expos, March 13th. Pray there's no snow up there, Rob, so we can get around. Occupy Till I Come is April 3rd. That's in Canton. And, you sign up online there. We've got a fabulous lineup of speakers there. It's just $59 if you're part of the Coach Dave deal. So get that one on your calendar. Come on, make a vacation. Come and meet some like-minded people, all right? Then there's a Kentucky Huddle. All this stuff, all of it. All hands on deck. The Warrior Summit, Jamie Waldron, Men's Boot Camp, and we're getting after it. We're getting after it. And then I got some exciting news. It may not be exciting to you, but it is very exciting to me. I got invited April 21st, I think it is, Men's Boot Camp in Gettysburg. Just go check all this stuff out. Just go check it all out on our website. We've spent a lot of time and effort and energy getting good stuff on there. April 21st, I've been invited to speak at the church at Planned Parenthood in Spokane, Washington. That's a little bit of fruit of having Pastor Afshin on a couple weeks ago. So we get to go out there and spread the word, and coming to a huddle near you. Help us out, man. Now's the time. Now's the time to really, really get moving. Anybody want to jump in real quick? Any news? Any news, anything that I've forgotten to cover? Hey, listen, if I don't have something on the website, it's not because I'm ignoring what you're doing, okay? I don't censor it. We don't say, nah, we're not putting that on there. Nah, we're not putting that on there. Nah, I don't do that, okay? Don't do that. So if you want something on the website, get us the information and we'll go through it. And if we have some questions or whatever, we're for you. We're not against you, okay? And I do want to say publicly that had a reconciliation with David Arthur. David and I have become, not the right word. I'm looking over here as I'm thinking. Not at odds. We haven't been at odds. That's not the right word. But, thank you, honey. Michelle said Mike Spaulding's conference. Go Therefore conference. In fact, I have it down right here. The Go Therefore conference. And, oh, yeah, it's right there. scroll that down a little bit for me, Jared. The date slipped my head. July 24th, I think it is. Another conference. Sorry. Thanks, Michelle. So David Arthur and I had a little bit of reconciliation. I never felt I was his enemy, and I don't think he felt I was mine. But for whatever reason, it's been about 8 months since we'd done anything together, really worked together. So thank God for that reconciliation, and had a good time with David. And he did a wonderful job with his presentation, as he always does. And thank God for that one. I'm looking at my notes here. I don't think. Hang on, guys. Sorry. I think I covered them all. I think I covered them all. Anybody got anything to flick out there? I got several things, of course, but anything on your heart right now, real quickly?
Hey, Coach, I don't know if you get an opportunity or not, but February 11th at the Oklahoma City Capitol, there's going to be an event for the abolition of abortion in Oklahoma. And then February 19th at the Missouri Capitol in Jefferson City, from 2 to 5, same thing. It's a bill has been introduced by a gentleman that's by the name of or a congressman by the name of Mike Moon. Mike Moon. It's for the abolition of abortion in the state of Missouri. So
we're going to win, folks. Listen, I'm telling you, we're going to win this. This right now is so easy to. I'm just telling you, this thing is so easy to win. It's just so easy to win. And Kevin, if you get us some information on that, we'll try to get that stuff up on our website. Hey, Jared, go click on it real quickly. It says numberofabortions.com. Somebody sent me this. I thought this was – I think abortion's a critical issue. I think it's critical to the safety and security of our nation. I think it's the ending of abortion is – if we don't end abortion, we're going to reap wow. But the Lord's going to, Lord ain't going to smile through this one, right? If we don't have the opportunity to end it. And now's the time to end it. Now's the time. And number of abortions, I'm sorry, Jared. I still got lack of sleep. There you go. This is the U.S. abortion clock. I can't remember who sent it to me. I'd give you credit. I'm sorry. This is how many abortions already. You might want to send this to your, pastor. You might want to send this to your prayer group. Pretty illustrative. 720 abortions today in the United States. Already, 71,596 this year in the United States. Worldwide, let's see if I do math, 1,563,321,092 around the world since 1980. In the United States, 61,700,180.6. Well, you don't get a 0.6, but you get it. This year, just this year, after 16 weeks, 3,436. By Planned Parenthood since 1970, 8,676,989. By Planned Parenthood this year, 29,705 with your tax dollars. I made a meme the other day. If abortion is so important to women, especially poor women, why isn't it free? I'm just pausing that now. If abortion is so important and a right for women, why doesn't Planned Parenthood do them for free? You get all those tax dollars. You do know, don't you, that these poor women who can't afford abortions have to pay for abortions. You do know that, don't you? Black babies, 18,510,054 and worldwide today. So there it is. So you can copy this link. Jared will put it down in the chat and just share this. These are pretty staggering numbers. And to continue.
I want to comment real quick on that clock. I've been aware of this clock for years. And just to the impact we've had on abortion, this shows that it's relevant because this clock has really slowed.
It has.
A couple of years ago and longer than that, all of the numbers on this was continually moving at a fast pace. Now they're barely moving.
I want us to say this, Bobby. God bless you, man. Here's the truth, though. Statistics lie, and liars use statistics. One of the reasons this clock has gone down is because they now have more advanced abortifacients. In other words, people are now taking the morning after pill and different stuff like that that are killing the baby before they ever get to the abortion. So the idea that abortion has gone down, I hear you, Bobby. Business has gone down because we found easier, more secretive, more personal ways to murder. That's really it. So we have to, you know, we got to close all those loopholes. Now's the time to do it. We got to get after. We got to get it done. Jared, pull up the thing. Oh, I don't think I put the link there for you. You know, the Super Bowl's coming up on Monday. Isn't it Monday night? Sunday night? When is? I don't even care. And we're into the commercial season again, right on Super Bowl ads. I think it's Life Site News. I think it is, Jared. And they're having a transgender, transphobe, something deviant commercial on the Super Bowl. That's right. I'm sorry, Jared, I don't have this up there for you. And also, they wanted to do a pro-life ad? They wanted to do an anti-abortion ad. And, of course, Fox News, who's doing the Super Bowl, rejected it. They rejected the commercial. From what we found out, from what I understand, they told them on the commercial that, golly, all the ads were sold. But that wasn't it at all. So censoring going on even at good old Fox News, folks. So, boom, man, I'm talking fast today. Jared, go to my Facebook page. Here's one of the things I was proud of, and I'm going to show a little bit of it today. After we were done, these old boys in Maine, you have to scroll down and find it. You know what you're looking for. These old boys in Maine who get together every Thursday for a prayer meeting. They really do, and they really pray. The guys that you saw yesterday, if you watched the show yesterday, Harold and the boys, and they get together every Thursday and pray. There it is. That's old Jack. And so we were sitting there, and I'm an activist, right? And I said, man, we need to go do something, man. Too bad we can't. I said, is Susan Collins, where does she live? And they said, well, she lives, and they told me where, but they said, you know, her office is just down the street. I said, what? Yeah, she has an office right down the street here in, where was I? Caribou. Yeah, right down here. Let's go. I said, dudes, let's go, man. Let's go visit her. After this prayer meeting, let's go. What's the word say? Expose the unfruitful works of darkness. I said, let's go. And they all kind of looked around at each other, you know. And, well, Jack, you know, Jack lives in the chimney, so he was no big deal to him. He wanted to go. And, you know, old Bob will do anything. He'll do anything. So I said, what's what we're going to do? So I want to show you just a real brief clip here that we yesterday after the prayer meeting, about 11 of us, went and visited the office of Senator Susan Collins. And I show you part of this video because I want you to understand this, my friends. We ought to be doing this all across America. That's part of that sifting process that we talk about. You ought to be doing this. You ought to be getting 4 or 5 guys and going regularly to your senator's office, to your elected official's office, and say, what's going on? Jack wrote down, you see that paper that Jack has in his hand right now? He wrote down so he could read exactly what he wanted to read. And basically he said to him, Susan Collins, you've been there 6 terms. Did anybody do math on that 6 terms? 6 times 6, 36. She's been in Senate 36 years. Older than my children. And so Jack said, you've been there Jack had written it down. See, now you've been there for 36 years. Don't you think it's time you stop some of this corruption that's going on in Washington, D.C.? He read it into the record. I want you to notice when we go in, as soon as we go in, we're not welcome. As soon as we go in, no matter, we try to be nice. Jack is a spokesman. Jack's part of the Central Committee and Maine Republican Central Committee. He's on several committees. He says, we come as friends. But folks, they didn't want us there. I can promise you that. Because they they are our bosses. If you think they look at you as anything other than a nuisance, you've lost your mind. So we went in, and you're going to watch. Jared, maybe you can double time. I don't know if you probably can't double time. By the way, Jared, let's make a video. Let's make a standalone video of this if we can.
The important thing, Coach, is to ask the question, not make the demand. If you ask a question, they have to answer. You make a demand, they ignore you.
You understand that, folks? So Jack had a question that he wrote down that they have to respond to. We didn't just go in there and say, we want our country back, although we do. We want abortion stopped, although we do. Jack did a great job of framing a question and went and asking the question. And so then the lady takes down everybody's email because they want to respond to the question that had been asked. But there was sparks flying in there just by our presence. Jack was playing good cop. I was playing me. I don't know whether that's bad cop or what. And so I just want you to watch a little bit of this dialogue. And Jared, rather than we're starting here right now, maybe we can move forward, Jared, to where we actually walk into the office. And then I want you to watch the dialogue. How immediately, now folks, you got to listen. Immediately, she wanted us to know she was the boss. They were the boss. Turn off that camera. Immediately. Yeah, go ahead before I play. Is that you, Rog? Somebody. No? Okay. Jared, can you scroll down a bit farther, Jared? I'll show you when to start it. So we meet outside. I say a few things in here. Yeah, I'm watching you, Jared. Then we walk into the building. Okay, good, good, good. Let's go. Keep going a little bit more. That's David Arthur. Where the heck is going on? Keep going. There, we're walking in. There we go. There, we're all going in. Just 11 guys? Just regular old guys? We walked into her office. Keep on going a little bit more, Jared. And then Jack wants to show us that when we get in there, outside the flag is an American flag as we know it. And inside there's another flag. And it's another flag with that gold seal around it. That gold. It was really good educational. So they wanted us to know that they were good Americans on the outside. But when you looked inside, as Jack points out, there's a different flag hanging inside. The Admiralty flag, whatever they call that thing, all right? So Jared, as soon as he starts walking in, let's go ahead and play this and let people listen to what we do. So here's the office. I'm showing the flag hanging on the wall that has the yellow. What do they call that, Jack? Ribbon, striping, whatever.
Fringe.
Fringe. Thank you, buddy. Couldn't come up with it. No fringe on that one. Yellow fringe on the inside. And Jack says that has to do with jurisdiction. Just that's it's a and by accident. It isn't by accident, but that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother issue. So we're going to go in here and let's just watch this for a couple minutes. Go ahead, Jared. Good time to put it on. Can't hear it. No sound on my end. Is anybody else getting sound?
Here's the one taking it up to the Pope. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Can I help you?
We just had a question for Senator Collins.
Okay. Are you filming?
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't film while we're speaking.
Why?
Because I don't want to be shown
up. Okay, I won't show you then. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Are you ashamed of what you're going to say?
Not at all.
Okay, then why can't I film it?
Because I would prefer that you do.
Well, why can't I?
Office policy.
Oh, office policy? I bet that is. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. We come in peace.
Yeah, we come in peace.
Nice to meet you all. Okay.
And together, we kind of represent most of the churches in Aroostook County.
Okay.
And I have to read it because I get it wrong. Men of Prayer, Aroostook. Maine Praise, statewide. Maine Prayer Strategy, Aroostook Prayer Network.
Okay.
And Patriot Christians, just here.
Just a few. Okay.
Just a few, 100,000 of us. Okay, here's a question for Susan. Would you transmit this to her, please?
Yep. Do you have it written down, or?
I have it on my hand scratch.
Okay. I'm going to get a piece of paper.
Get a piece of paper. That'd be great.
Probably can't remember.
Okay, it's pretty short.
Folks, listen, folks. Let there be no mistake here. They think we're their servants. Don't miss that.
To stop the massive corruption
that President Trump is exposing in D.C., which you have personally overseen since 1996. And that's it. Now, I say that not as an opposition. I'm a member of the Republican Committee. I'm also on the State Committee.
And they hate him.
And as a Christian patriot Republican, I would like her to retire.
Okay. Well,
that's
official.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What I'll do is...
Okay, we'll put this in the we'll make that... You need to watch this. And by the way, you can do this. You can do this, folks. Right where you are, you can do this. And we need more of it. They need to know that we're alive and well, and we are not satisfied. Now, we could go on, and I could show you that, you know, six more minutes. Harold Pelletier speaks up, and David Arthur speaks up. In fact, that'd be a great segment to play as well. Don't forget this. Number one, squeaky wheel gets the grease. And number two, they work for us. They are not our bosses, and we are not their serfs. And don't let them speak down to you. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Yes.
I just had a kind of question on this. Could you explain what kind of attacks the devil will do to prevent you from doing this? You know what I mean? Like, he'll put in your mind, like, what goes into, like, why don't we do this? You know, why don't more, what stops us from doing this in person?
Well, number one, Jared, fear is always the factor. People don't know that's why we make the video, to show you just how simple it is. They don't arrest you. They don't call the police. They don't handcuff you. They don't do anything. You just show up and say, hey, one spokesman, one topic, everybody in agreement, and make your statement and leave. Now, I pray, I don't know, it's up to Bob and those guys. I pray they go back next Thursday. Go back every Thursday after your prayer meeting. Pray in your prayer meeting, boys and girls, and then go back down. Say, hey, we're still here. Still here. And now, see, Susan Collins is going to give a written response to all these boys. Now, we know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be canned. We know what it's going to be. Well, then after she makes a response, well, let's go ask another question. Like I ask later on here, they didn't formally receive it. I want to know what she had done in regards to the protection of unborn babies. Or the platform, the Republican platform says that they're pro-life. After 36 years, how come abortion's still legal? Those type of, we have to zone in and ask those kind of questions. Somebody else, come on in. Folks, this is, take time to watch this. This is very, very illustrative. And I want you to do something else, Jared. Scroll to the end of this, and I want you to see this, because this is really, really important. Right about there. Go on. There's David Arthur. This is powerful. Go ahead. Sorry, David. I just don't have time to do it. Okay, now what? Look, I want you to watch this. All right, start it right here, Jared. Look, hey, folks, I want you to watch. We all made it out alive. We all made it out alive. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
You too.
Well, that wasn't so hard, was it?
No.
Huh? That wasn't so hard to do.
The only issue was she was caught off guard, and she just didn't know how to handle it.
No, she didn't. That's right. That all tell us something, right? No, they don't like that. They don't like that.
You can feel the hair on the back of her neck or anything else.
and folks, I hope you saw this. You don't have to turn the camera off, okay? You don't have to turn the camera off. Don't forget this. She works for me. I don't work for her, right? So I'm her employer coming in to check how she's doing her job, and she says, turn off the camera. No.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Now, hang on here a second.
Because actually,
cool. So you get it, folks. You get it, huh? Oh, Sarge, yes, that is right, Sarge. She says, it's interesting to notice how the office manager never came out. The person in charge never came out. They sent out this poor lady who didn't want to have her picture taken, right? I wish I could go back because I have so many lines but I could have used it. I didn't lose. I've been rambling. I'll shut up. Somebody else come in. Tell me what you think here.
Coach, Mike Heath, for all the years that I was in Maine, Susan Collins was there. She was the center. And the media, what you did to that gal and to that office officially is what the media did for Susan Collins against me.
Mm-hmm.
For the 20 years that I was in charge of the Christian Civic League of Maine, and that my professional duty was to represent to the people of Maine an accurate representation of what Christianity taught about abortion and about primarily during my years, sodomy, because the organization decided to take that issue on. But what you did there is precisely what the mainstream media has done to Christianity my entire lifetime. They control the camera. They control what the camera looks at. They edit it. They make us all see. They create a fictional reality, a world that doesn't exist. And in my case, they created a Michael Heath that never existed. And Susan Collins loved it. Why wouldn't she love it? But you took this technology that didn't exist back then, and you used it against them.
Amen. Brilliant. Mike, do you think right now, do you think she's heard about us being there? She's down to the impeachment.
Oh, you bet she's heard about it.
There?
Oh, yeah. No, she knows.
Too. I think she knows, too, right? We didn't get to speak correctly.
You have to know who you are. You have to be able to take the stand. You have to know that wherever I stand is a free speech zone.
Amen. And so Jack, when we left there, I said to Bob Roy, I said, Bob, that one left the mark, brother. That one left the mark. I can promise you that, see. So we have to, it was so simple. You could probably be more polite than maybe I was. I was playing bad cop. But, folks, I need to be putting it. What do you do when your child stands up and speaks back to your parents? You let them get away with it? I wasn't going to be intimidated by her telling me that it's policy. But wait a minute, dudes, do that. I make the policy. I'm boss here, not you. You don't tell the boss he can't film. We have to have that mentality. They work for us. As long as we think that they are some type of monarchy or they're some type of whatever, we lose. We lose. They are our employees. Somebody else. We're living in Susan Collins' head. That's all.
You know, I'm pretty sure that virtually every politician, and especially one that gets elected, is out there at one point in time has talked about how they are so privileged to be a servant of the people.
Servant of the people.
We need to put a recording of that on each of our phones so whenever we run into situations like that, we can confirm that they understand their position.
And Larry, she's been elected 6 different terms. Jack McCarthy pointed this out to us all, that when she ran, she swore she was only going to serve 2 terms. Remember how they like to do this? I'm going to go in there and I just want to do my public service and then I'm going to move on. I'm not going to be a career politician. So now she's into 6 terms, right? She's into 6 terms. She controls, I'm guessing, the Republican Party hierarchy. And Susan Collins has a lot of power. 4 terms. Okay, Sarge. Susan Collins has a lot of power because why? She plays both sides, see. She's just conservative enough that the Republicans can't beat her, and she's just liberal enough that the God haters don't hate her. And if you watch in Washington, D.C., when a controversial vote comes up, hey, folks, who's the media? Who's the first person they run to and want to know where she stands on the issue? Why, that'd be Susan Collins. She's as powerful as Nancy Pelosi, maybe more so, because she has the bat. She's positioned herself to be the swing vote. That's power. That's power.
Hey, Coach, can I real quick lesson? Susan Collins became a senator in a very crowded primary. The man I worked for, Jack Wyman, was in that primary. He resigned, and he before he resigned, he wrote published a thing called Better Choices. The point here is we're not going to get anywhere with politics. He wrote this thing that called Better Choices, and he became a moderate on abortion because he thought he could win if he did that. So he ran against her, 6-way primary. He lost, and she won, and she became a senator. Part of the reason was because the conservatives refused in that primary to come together and unify. They divided the vote, and so they put Susan Collins in office and gave her power. And being political is not going to win the day. Because I ended up becoming the executive director as a result of that, and I ended up slowing down the advance of sodomy in the state because I decided not to be political. So
I heard from a guy this week when I was up there. Pardon me a second, Mike, so I don't forget it. And somebody asked him, I said something about Mike Heath or whatever, and he was kind of ambivalent about Mike Heath. And he said, I was with Mike Heath till he started, are you ready? So he started using those Old Testament terms.
You don't want me
talking about, right? The S word.
You don't want me reading my column today.
we'll get to it here in a second. Does it involve some Old Testament terms?
You might say that.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Hey, Jared, pull Saul Alinsky back up there because I had to pull that. Listen, folks, it's the rules for radicals. Real quickly, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Susan Collins right now is wondering how many more Jack McCarthy's are out there. She's worried about that. They're all worried about it. Jack, that's why you guys got to go back next week. Got to go back next week. You've got to live in her head. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. Was that hard what we did yesterday? We had a spokesman. Everybody else just stood there with their arms folded, and we had the appearance of power. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of them. She was very, very uncomfortable. She was playing on our turf, trying to drag us onto hers, and we wouldn't go there. Number four, make the enemy live up to their own book of rules. David Arthur did the most amazing thing. Jared, can you go? I hate to go. Maybe it's important enough we play that. Go back to that, Jared, if you can pull that up there a second. Here's what David Arthur did. You don't have to, Jared. You can. Oh, go ahead. David Arthur said to her, I represent a large constituency of ex-homosexuals, ex-transgender. We are a large community, large community. And we're concerned. It was so powerful. It was so powerful. He flipped the entire script on the homosexual agenda in her office yesterday. Now, that's something we need to burrow in on. Jared, where David's standing right there, I think if you go back a little bit earlier, Jared, I think keep going until we see David's mouth begin to move because he makes a statement. Going back, Jared, I want you there. This is it. Back a little bit more. Folks, this is so powerful.
Well, he creates a new class of voter to make them crazy.
It was so godlike, man. I'm telling you.
How about a website? You think the senator would check out a website? I represent thousands of men and women who are now ex-LGBT, a community of ourselves, right? And we want to be recognized as part of the community.
Your former
as
what?
Ex-LGBT. You know, there's a lot of former ex-LGBT, you know. I'm a former transgender. And there are thousands of us. We're a community. And so we want, you know, you have gay-friendly signs everywhere. We want ex-gay-friendly signs.
Absolutely. Good. All right, there you go. See, we want ex-gay family. We want ex-gay flags flying here, right? Come on, folks. Come on, let's get smarter. Let's get smarter. Back to rules with radicals, Jared. See, we drugged them off of their turf. Make the enemy live up to their own book of rules. Where's our flag? Where's our flag? Where's our legislation, right? Wow. Five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. And if you watch the video, I used that several times with her, and she didn't like it. A good tactic is one you enjoy. I was having fun. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Get out of there. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Jack, you got to go back again. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. The threat is usually more terrifying than the actual thing. Susan Collins is today waking up, doing her makeup, thinking, oh, are they going to show back? Is that crazy? Jack going to show back up? Number 10, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. The price of an attack, a successful attack, is a constructive alternative. Number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. That's it, dudes. That's it. That's what we got to do. We have to become better at this. I'm rambling today. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Time out. Two things. Mike Heath, get ready to read your commentary, followed by Robert. I'll bet you this. I haven't read Robert's commentary today. Excuse me, Dr. Robert Klaus, but I bet it's pertinent. Let's see if it is. So, Mike Heath, floor is yours, brother. Say, Coach, you haven't given us any scripture today. Oh, yes, I have. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Until you do that, you don't need any more scripture. You don't need any more scripture until you do that. You do that, and then we'll move to the next one, all right? But don't come in here and just turn this into a smorgasbord and just come and eat the word every day and not do anything with it. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. How about this one? Rescue the women and orphans in their time of need. That'd be two good ones. That's two good scriptures for you to do right there, all right? Rescue the women and orphans in their time of need. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. That would be our homework for the weekend. Okay, Mike Keith, faggots or maggots world tour. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I'll bet that guy who walked away because of Old Testament words, he ain't going to like this one very much. Low energy. Jeb Bush just endorsed a man he truly hates, Lion Ted Cruz. Honestly, I can't blame Jeb in that I drove him into oblivion. That's Donald Trump's tweet, March 23rd, 2016. I'm going to do a world tour. The theme is faggots or maggots. The tour is inspired by the work of Donald Trump. This isn't satire. I'm serious. I started supporting Donald Trump early in 2016 in the primary season for one reason. He insults his enemies. He makes things personal that deserve to be personal. The decades of leftists being the only ones allowed to make everything personal are over. It's long past time for WASP manners to take a back seat to the truth. Long past time.
Amen.
Faggots are, indeed, maggots. Maggots consume the rancid flesh of rotting, dead things. Faggots are no different. Paul the Apostle put it this way. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity. I call this maggotry. To the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is forever blessed. Amen. Paul continued for effect. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Maggots consume the rancid flesh of rotting dead things. This is maggotry. The subtitle for my world tour in 2020 is Stump for Trump. We all need to stump for Trump or it's all going to be over. The tour will stay in America until the presidential election this fall. It will include a stop for prayer and repentance in all 50 states at the Capitol building of that state. I'm not coming to speak or preach like Franklin Graham did in 2016. I'm coming to lead Christians in prayer after repentance. I'll probably launch the tour in Washington, D.C. on June 26th, 2020. That's my wedding anniversary, and it's also the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Obergefell decision that ended civil marriage in the United States.
No, it didn't. We just think it did.
That's right. I'm beyond sick and tired of being told that I can't call sodomites faggots. For heaven's sake, why not? When are we going to tell the truth, I wonder? How much of our moral real estate will we sell to them before we realize our souls are homeless and wandering?
Wow.
I fully expect that Donald Trump himself will tweet about how evil I am if this tour gets any traction with the public. That'll only help. Everybody knows that he and Buttplug are wrong on this issue. Otherwise, nearly 200,000 New Jerseyans wouldn't have signed up for Trump's rally this week.
Yep.
After we get Donald Trump elected this fall, we'll go after the Pope. He's a ripe target with all his jabber in support of sexual wickedness and family disintegration in recent years. Don't for a minute think that I am troubled about making this crusade personal. I'm not. It is personal in its nature. It is personal because the issue itself is personal, for goodness sakes. Wake up! It's been personal from the very beginning. The left made it seem political, cultural, religious, intellectual, whatever, when it wasn't. The idea that sodomy is good was always a personal insult, and it always will be. It's just like pornography. It is aimed at the heart of a civilization's manhood. Amen. It is designed to emasculate and weaken everything and everyone, and it is boring as hell.
Amen.
So we're going to jazz things up a bit with the Faggots Are Maggots World Tour. Send me an email or give me a call. Let me know you want to help. This isn't going to be like the Super Bowl. This will be all meat all the time. We're not talking 1 minute of football and 5 minutes of drag queen friendly advertisements here. We're talking in your face truth 100% of the time. To those who will stoop to compare me to the late Fred Phelps of God Hates Fags fame, so be it. He was always more right than he was wrong. That's now obscenely evident. Come on out of your closet and join me. Don't you think it's time you did something to fix this mess for your kids and grandkids? I do. It won't hurt too much, I promise. It'll hurt just enough to make you a stronger Christian and a better person. And if it does hurt a lot, then it probably needs to.
Faggots are maggots. I feel the Christians cringing already. I feel them cringing already. That's not very loving. And Mike, by the way, you will get a lot more flies with honey.
Right.
Yeah. The only flies you're looking for are the ones you can swat. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, that's it.
That'll be our attitude. God bless you, man. Was it anybody else think you're okay? Robert, you get ready. Anybody think that's too harsh? Let me hear.
Well, maggots turned into flies, brother. And faggots, according to John 15, are nothing but a bundle of dried dead sticks that are saved for eternal fire.
Sorry, hey folks. Sorry for the harshness of the gospel this morning. Sorry for you.
I'm so doggone proud of Mike Heath.
Amen. Step out, man. Let's go get them. Let's go get them. We caused a mark. Susan Collins has a mark on her arm yesterday because 11 of us showed up. Just 11. Most of us didn't say anything. Just old Jack. That's it. Left a mark on her. They're worried about us today. Jack, when do you guys go back next Thursday? Oh yeah. It's going to be something. Come on in there, Robert. January 31st. Can you believe tomorrow? It's February 1st. Can you believe that, Friday? Can you believe that Sunday is Groundhog Day? Halfway through, we haven't had any rain, any snow or any cold here in Ohio. It's been amazing. I'll shut up. Go ahead, Robert. Can't hear you, bud.
He's gone. He's out of town for the day.
I can read it. January 31st, some are too quick to judge because they don't take the time to discern. They love being right more than they love the commandment to love. Amen. Had enough yet? Have you had enough of the best life busts, purpose drunken placebos, prosperity promises, contemplative confusion, Harlem shakes and sinner-friendly hyper-grace? They leave you in disgrace, aimless, and poverty-stricken. Scroll down, Jared, for me, please. I can't see it. There it is. I'm sorry. There it is. They leave you in disgrace, aimless, and poverty-stricken, holding a bag of bounced prosperity checks. Oh, are you tired of ear-scratching sermonettes that leave you crying in your bassinet for another bottle of stale milk and crusty pastoral pastry and barely able to crawl from the pew to the almighty altar for your weekly confession? The master and captain of your soul is looking for brave-hearted soldiers who will pause long enough to contemplate his cause, who will run long enough to finish the course, who will fight long enough to win the war. He's looking for mighty men and women of valor who understand the times, who will redeem their time and give their adversary, the devil, no time. Oh, my goodness. The Lord of hosts is looking for those willing to pray, not wishing to play, who will fight the good fight, heeding the holy call, not running away in flight, ignoring his call. He's looking for committed disciples who will follow him, become fishers of men, rather than following after every whim and sinking in sin. Though the institutional church may sleep on through the darkness of night, we will march on through the light of the day in the Holy Spirit. Christians are to run toward their spiritual enemies. The spiritual enemies of God, folks, we're supposed to run towards them, who have invaded God's land. Not run away from them in fear. Prevail, not wail. We are not grasshoppers, but demon stompers. God has our back so we can go forward, having put on the breastplate of righteousness and the rest of the armor of God. The devil only flees when resisted. Wow, Robert. And one of the things I said yesterday, and I thought about it on the way home, the Holy Spirit brought it right out of the depth of my belly yesterday when he had me ask the question, when has Jesus ever sounded retreat? Can somebody show me a verse where God says retreat? Can somebody show me a verse where Jesus, the Christ, the King of Kings, the man riding on a white stallion, coming back to judge and to make war, who has eyes as a flame of fire and a two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. Does anybody know when and where he ever called for retreat?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just real quick, the guy that I was telling you about running riff, here's the dude that's going to go against the spiritual enemies of God. He is ready to go tomorrow. He's speaking in Mount Vernon 2 to 4 at the Moose Lodge down there in Mount Vernon downtown. Then Tuesday, he's already committed to come into the church in the garage, and Pastor Bill be in there. And Robert is even driving from his hometown to come over Tuesday night. But we're going to get some more, and I'm going to call up some guys, try and get some more people in there just to encourage this guy. But he's the real deal. But like tomorrow, he was told by his campaign manager, just do the political talk. But he's going to do the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the gun rights, and the people, it's time to stand up.
He needs you guys. You guys need to get behind him and help him.
Listen, that's what we're going to do.
Sorry, Jeff, just got it from Kevin Bushy. Breaking news, Jared, in the last 30 minutes, Susan Collins announced that she will vote with the Democrats for witnesses in the impeachment hearing. You know what somebody needs to do? I need to go back there and ask her which team she's playing on. I'm confused here. I thought you were on the Republican team. Huh? You're not? Oh, you're going to be on the left's team and claim to be a Republican. Oh, my.
This is so her wicked. And Mitt Romney. I believe Mitt Romney's pretty much Mitt Romney, but they still don't. The other two have already confirmed that they are not going to vote for more witnesses. So I think they're going to win that. But Susan Collins and Mitt Romney need to be thrown out of office. You might as well just put D's on their door because they're worthless to the Republicans.
Hey, don't pray she gets thrown out of office. Lead the parade, baby. Don't just sit back and pray the Lord remove her. Put some pressure on her.
Thank you.
What time is it? Amen, Coach. Amen. That prayer without feet and legs is useless. God depends. Is effective fervent prayer. The effective part means active, active.
Jared,
that's where that comes from.
21:8. Real quick, Jared, Revelation 21:8. Real quickly. Sorry, man.
The cowardly.
Cow, no, yeah, there. but be fearful and unbelieving in the abominable murders and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Susan Collins is a liar. Time we called her out. God bless you. Got to run. Have a great weekend. So proud to be a servant of the King of Kings. See you on Monday morning.